Welcome to this week's Planet Shakers podcast. Have you ever considered studying at Bible College? Well, the amazing team at Planet Shakers College are hosting a college open day on Wednesday, the 12th of April. For one day, you get to participate amongst our students, engage with our world-class lecturers, and soak in our chapel service. Sign up at www.planetshakers.com/college for more details. Now, for this week's podcast.
All the scriptures I'm going to read are possible because of today. So what do you say? Let's get started. Turning your Bible to John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. I'll go ahead. If you're going to clap for the word of God, go ahead now. Come on. Somebody say, the Bible says. Hey, listen, it ain't a man. This is what the Bible says. This is the high authority. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Turn some pages to Romans chapter 3, verse 23. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. You got time for one more? Me too. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Somebody say amen. Amen. Verse 12 and 13 says, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses those who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. God bless the reading of your word. Are y'all ready? I don't think so. There's two things I like about Easter Sunday. Number one, it reminds me that even if the world says it's over, it ain't over. No matter what you're going through on this Sunday morning, if you just listen to the words, there's hope today because Jesus is not in that tomb. There's love today because Jesus is not in that tomb. There's a miracle today because Jesus is not in that tomb. There's a way out of whatever you're in because Jesus is not in that tomb. You can breathe today because Jesus is not in that tomb. You can make it today because why? He's not in that tomb. Go ahead, sit down. Go ahead, sit down. Y'all with me today. I like this. Service number two. There's a lot of people up in here. Look at y'all. Y'all good? Yeah. Are you ready? Yeah. All I have for you this morning is how I grew up. You see, I grew up in the foster care system in the United States of America. I was put with a family who went to church all the time. And Easter, they had these rituals where I'm from. You got a new pair of shoes, a new pair of pants, and a new shirt. I didn't have any idea what that had to do with Jesus rising from the dead, but you had a new pair of shoes, new pair of pants, and a new shirt. And mama would lay them out the night before on Saturday. And she'd say, put this stuff on in the morning. We're going to church. It's Easter. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. And we go to church. When I was 12 years old, something happened. Now, this is it. Matter of fact, everybody kind of just push your neighbor and say, you need to hear this right here. Push your other neighbor and say, you got to hear this right here. Now everybody look, clap for my keyboard player, all right? He got to make it happen. Good to see you, bro. It's awesome. Some of you like, what is he doing? Well, if you're going to tell a story, you just got to really, the music makes it happen, I'm glad that guy made it. That lady was waving at you. She was making sure that man found his seat. Good. All right, good. I think they're okay. I think they're all good. They don't even know I'm talking to them. They're on the third row. She's saying, he's saying hi to everybody. Look at her. Hey, he didn't say hi to me. Say hi to me, sir. How you doing, sir? I'm glad you made it. She was waving. You made it. Good job. Clap for that man on the third row. When I was 12 years old, my mom came in the night before Easter Sunday, Saturday. She had bought me a new pair of shoes, pants, shirt. Then she said, I got a story. It was not weird when I was little for my mom not to tell me bedtime stories. She's done it all the time. But on this particular night, the night before Easter, the story that she told me, I don't even think she realized that years later it would be Easter Sunday morning in Melbourne, Australia, that I share with you. So if it's all right, this story has a lot to do with the scriptures I read, and we'll go back to those scriptures, but let me show you through the words from my mouth to your ears how important this day really is. So my mom pulled up a chair and she said, baby, there once was a boy, 16 years old. He lived in an apartment complex. It was a 12-story building, and him and his mom, they lived on the 10th floor. It was about 3 a.m. in the morning when he heard something. He jumped out of his bed, and his window in his bedroom looked down on the alley behind the apartment complex. He raised the window and looked out, and what he saw, he ain't never seen before. There was a man pushing a cart, and the man was singing as loud as he could. 3 in the morning, he was singing, rags, rags, trade your old for new, rags, trade your old for new. The boy stared at the man as he almost got parallel underneath him, and he closed his window and went, I ain't never seen nothing like that before. Something inside the boy said, follow the man. So he grabbed his jeans and his tennis shoes and put them on. He slid out the window on the fire escape and went down. Normally he did that to go run off with his friends, but this time he had a reason. When he hit the floor on the ground in the alley, he hid behind cars and he watched a man pushing his cart. Rags! Rags! Trade your old for new! And all of a sudden, he stopped. And the man opened the lid to his cart and he pulled out a handkerchief. But this thing, even at night, the gold stitching glowed. It was so beautiful. On the other side of the alley from the apartment complex was the backyard of people's homes. He walked over to the back gate and he opened the back gate and walked into someone's yard. He walked up to the back porch, and when he put his first foot on the step, he sang again, trade your old for new. The teenager looked and he realized that on that back porch was a woman, and the woman had a handkerchief and her face was buried in the handkerchief, and she was crying so hard that her shoulders shook and she couldn't even get a breath. And all of a sudden, the man on his foot on the step, he said, trade your old for new. She looked at him and she took her tear-soaked handkerchief and traded it with the man. When she put his handkerchief by her face, her tears stopped. But when the man put her handkerchief by his, he began to weep so violently that his shoulders shook. She whispered to him, thank you, sir." He went out the back gate, closed it, grabbed his cart, and between crying and shaking, he said, rags, trade your old for new. He was almost at the main street, right at the end of the alley is where people would put their trash bags. That morning was trash day. And as he stopped, they call him the rag man. When he stopped, he was right by the trash. And he reached in and he pulled out a beanie, a hat, And he walked over to the trash, and right when he got close to it, one of the trash bags fell, and it revealed in the middle of the trash, there was a girl, a teenage girl, about 16. She had a bandage wrapped around her head. There was two drops of blood pouring down her cheek. She was staring into nowhere. The man, the rag man, held out the beanie and said, "Trade your old for new, trade your old for new." And she was like, she couldn't even, the lights were on, but nobody's home. It's like, she just wasn't there. And he says, "Trade your old for new." And she reached her hand out slowly, and she took the hat that he gave her. And the rag man started taking off the gauze from around her head. He took the bandages off and helped her put on the hat. She shook her head and she grabbed her head and she came to her senses. And by then, the rag man had started putting her bandage on his head, and the blood started to flow down his face, and he's still crying, trying to breathe, and now he's bleeding. And he went back to his cart, and the girl in the trash stood up and said, thank you so much. And he picked up his cart, be bleeding, trying not to get between the tears. And he started saying, "Rags, trade your old for new." Now he's on Main Street. And now it gets bright as the sun was starting to set. So the street lamps were starting to flicker off to give light to the light of day, the day, the sun from the day. And all of a sudden there was a man leaning against a lamppost. He had both hands in each pocket and he was just staring at nowhere. And the rag man changed. He opened the lid and he pulled out a coat. And he stretched it toward the man and said, "Trade with me. Trade with me." And the man with both hands in his pockets kind of shuffled away and acted like he didn't hear him. So guess what? The rag man went over to the other side and said, "Trade with me. Trade your old for new. Trade with me." And the man shifted the other way. And finally, the rag man said, "No, sir, I'm talking to you. Trade with me." And the man says, "What do you want with me? Just leave me alone." And he said, "Trade with me. Trade with me." And the man with each hand in the pocket finally said, "Fine, fine." Now my mom got up. She walked to my closet and pulled out one of my coats. She put it on. She goes, "You got to see how the man took his coat off. He took his right arm and he swung it out." And she pulled her hand out of the sleeve. And with the same hand, she grabbed the other side of the coat and handed it. And I said, "Mom, why did he do that?" My mom said, "Because his right hand was in his pocket, but only the left sleeve was in the pocket. He didn't have a left arm." So the man looked like everything was fine. He appeared like everything was good. But in reality, he was broken. He was so broke. He had lost something he thought he would never get back again. But finally he gave the rag man his coat, and the rag man says, "Here, put this one on." So he put his right arm in and he swung a little swoop down. And when he pulled the coat over his left arm, a hand came out and he freaked out. He was like, "What?" And he started moving the hand. He goes, "How could this be? How could this be?" And I looked at my mom and said, "How could that be? How do you lose an arm and all of a sudden it's back again?" And my mom said, "This could be the most important story I've ever told you." When I was a kid growing up, my mom would come in. She would tell us like David and Goliath, Daniel and the lion's den, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. She told me all these stories, all these Bible stories. Then she looked at me on this night and she said, "This is why Easter is so important. Because Jesus is the rag man. Jesus is the one proclaiming to the world, trade your broken for my joy. Trade your loss. I can find it again. Give me what's back. Give me that. Let me have it. I died to carry your pain. I died to carry your shame. I died so that you can have a way." Somebody touch your neighbor and say, "Oh, I got it now." Somebody touch your other neighbor and say, "It's about to get good." Go ahead, sit down. Let me finish this. There's somebody today under the sound of my voice. God loved you so much that he let my friend Jonathan get married on a Monday so I could be here on Sunday. He loved you so much that somebody invited you to come to service and you came to this one. He loved you so much that you think God can't love you, but in reality, he's holding the miracle to your life today. But it all comes down to one thing. From the back porch to the trash to the light post, the only way the rag man could do what he had to do was when the person he was looking at said, okay. You have to say yes to Jesus, or he can't do what he did on that tree. You have to say yes to Jesus, or him rising again has nothing to do with you. But the scriptures we read proclaim, if you ask, you will receive. You will be healed. You will be changed. You will be saved. You will. He did it for you. He died for you. He hung on that tree for you, and he rose again for you. Sit down. I gotta finish. So let me break it down so that everyone is clear. There is somebody in this room. You are on the back porch of your life. You're weeping over the choices you've made, the decisions that have happened, the hurt that has come your way. And you think no one cares, but I'm here to tell you, Jesus has already opened the back gate. He's already walking across your backyard. He's got one foot on your back porch, and he's asking you, trade your old for new. Trade your sorrow for joy. Give it to him this morning. Taste and see that the Lord is real. There's somebody in this room. You've made so many mistakes. Even your family members believe you're trash. You've made so many mistakes. You've done so many things wrong. You're starting to believe you belong in the trash. You belong in the nasty. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is about to pull his cart up to the trash. And he's about to pull you out of the trash. Why? Because you may be living there now, but you wasn't meant to stay there. I don't know what put you in the trash, but I know who could pull you out. Somebody say Jesus. Say it again. Say it again. There's no sin that he can't save you from. There's nothing you've done that he can't be your deliverer from. And even though you're in the trash, he's coming to pull you out. Last, but definitely not least, there's someone under the sound of my voice. You've given up on yourself. You've lost something you think you can never get back again. Like a man who shoves his sleeve in his pocket, you can come to Planet Shakers and pretend everything's fine, everything's good, everything's all right. But you and Jesus both know you've lost something. But Jesus is waiting for you so that he can put it back together again. He is the healer of a broken heart. I love the Bible when it says that Jesus is close to the brokenhearted and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. All you got to do is say yes to him. On this Easter Sunday morning, all I've been doing and all I am is a voice crying in the wilderness to simply say, the tomb is empty, so there's hope. The tomb is empty, so there's love. The tomb is empty, you have a way out. The tomb is empty, call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved. The tomb is empty, it's up to you. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, choose Jesus. Touch your other neighbor and say, choose Jesus. It said, the last scripture we read, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10, 9, I'll read it again. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Do you know him? This morning, do you know my Jesus? Do you know my Savior? Do you know my Lord? Has he pulled you out of the trash? Is he an idea? Is he a concept? Or is he real? My opportunity and my offer to you is to step Jesus from the idea category to real. But that only happens, like we read in the Bible. It's your choice. It's your decision. It's your yes. It's your no. It's you. It's you. It's you. I just have an incredible opportunity in the next 2 minutes to give you an opportunity to say yes to Jesus, to let him take whatever put you in the trash. I don't know what it is. You know what I found out? Jesus never let me forget I was in the trash. He just changed the way I saw it. Jesus never let me forget why I was crying on the back porch. He just changed the way it affected my future. Jesus never let me forget what I lost. He just let me remember that he put it back together again. And that starts by saying yes to Jesus. How do you do that? We read it twice. I'm going to give it to you a third time. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hey, what do you say on an Easter Sunday morning? Let's do this together. What do you say? So from the front to the back, left to the right. I don't know where you're from. You might be a visitor. It might be your first time at Planet Shaker. Well, welcome home. Because guess what? We family around here. Everybody calls me Uncle Reggie up in Planet Shakers because everybody needs an uncle like me. You know what I'm saying? Of course I'm flying halfway around the world to go to a wedding. I love that kid. This is what we do. We live life together. Why don't you join the family of God this morning? We're going to say a prayer, Romans 10, 9. But you're not going to be by yourself. We're all going to do it. Man, they had to pull out extra chairs. Look at y'all way in the back. It's for the people in the back, people on the front. Here it is. The bottom line is, you know if you're on the back porch weeping. You know if you're in the trash that need to be pulled out. And you know if you lost something that only God can put back. Question is, will you have enough faith to say, I believe in you? Well, we're going to do that together. So we're going to say a prayer. Everybody say, all right, all right, all right. I want to hear this prayer that loud. You know in this room if you need this prayer. Everybody bow your head, close your eyes, and say this with me. Say, Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Come into my life. Today's my day. I choose you on the back porch. I choose you in the trash. I choose you at the lamppost. I know I've lost. But you can make me a winner. Forgive me of my sin. Be my Lord, be my Savior. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media at Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.